Hello, my name is Melinda Knuth. I'm presenting today on behalf of my collaborators, Dr. Charlie Hall, Dr. Tom Fernandez, and Dr. Patricia Huddleston. And today I'm going to be presenting about the actively interested and passively disinterested in water conservation cluster segments on horticulture product spending in 2016. This research was funded by the Specialty Crop Research Initiative and the USDA SCRI grant. So approximately 35% of domestic potable water is used for irrigation. 45% is also used for thermoelectric production, and only 9% is used for public potable water supplies. And this includes residential water usage, which is what we're interested in. So in Springer et al. 2011 reported that the average U.S. household spent about 69 gallons of water per day. This is part of the 9% of the public water supply. And households use approximately 50% of that water outdoors. For individuals who like to spend time outdoors and who have a high aesthetic and recreational priorities, water usage can be even higher than 50%. So, as part of a large consumer study, we were interested to know if water conservation activity played a role in horticulture product spending. And this is a continuation on, again, the SCRI project. This is, we've done quite a bit of research in this area. So, we know in general that lifestyle can influence water usage. Recent research suggests that attitudes towards the uses of potable water supplies have changed in other countries, especially in like Italy and in Australia. This is because of greater social awareness and increasingly widespread exposure to drought conditions. Other research suggests that consumers are also willing to pay more for plants grown in more environmentally friendly practices. This can include water conservation in plant production. So our objective is to investigate the relationship between water conservation and plant expertise and involvement. And we hypothesize that water conservation may be negatively related to plant expertise and involvement and the importance of landscaping, simply because those who are actively involved in past research have shown to use quite a bit of water. So we constructed an online survey adapted from Syme et al. 2004 and Behe et al. 2015. We used a wide variety of questions, including interest, which can also include involvement, and expertise, which can include knowledge of water conservation. We used an online national survey platform via Qualtrics with approximately 1,500 subjects in September of 2016. And we use this to assess their perception of water use related to landscape plants. First, we did a principal component analysis of water conservation interests and expertise. We were able to come up with four different water conservation factors from that. And then we wanted to assess if we could put them into groupings or clusters. So then, therefore, we used a k-means cluster analysis via SAS software to determine if there was groupings in the data that were closely related. We did end up finding clusters, which I'll talk about in a moment. So then we conducted chi-squared and f-test to determine how much of the cluster subjects spent in each of the major plant categories in our industry. This includes annuals, perennials, vegetable transplants, herbs, evergreen trees and shrubs, and flowering trees and shrubs. So, again, we ended up finding two clusters in our experiment. The first one was actively interested in water conservation, and the second cluster was passively disinterested in water conservation. Each of the clusters comprised about 50% of our sample. The actively interested cluster spent about twice as much as the passively disinterested in plants in 2015 and in 2016. The actively interested in water conservation segment also purchased more in all plant categories. So again, here's our table that displays the results. As you can see in the second and third columns, those are our two segments. So if you look at our first row in 2015, participants who spent money on plants and related supplies, excluding equipment, spent, the disinterested cluster spent about $82. If you look at the actively interested, they spent about twice as much with $152. If we follow that forward into 2016, the disinterested in water conservation cluster spent approximately the same as they did in 2015. But again, actively interested in water conservation spent about twice as much with $147. If we break this down into the different categories of plant products, you can see we have percentages just to make it a little bit easier. So the disinterested in water conservation cluster spent less in each of these plant categories than the actively interested. And you can see that for annual plants, vegetable transplants, herbs, vegetables, perennials, flowering shrubs, all the way forward. In some cases, they spent twice as much or three times as much as the disinterested in water conservation, which is really interesting. So what does this mean? So pro-water conserving attitudes were found with homeowners who value landscape, which is opposite than what we initially thought. These individuals also spend more on plants. This appears to be good news, since Meyer reported that households who maintain a garden use about 30% more water than those without a garden. So, therefore, the 50% of homeowners who are actively interested in conservation would likely place a higher priority on water availability for outdoor usage when water resources are scarce. And this is because they derive enjoyment from their landscape and they're very active in it. So going forward, results suggest that producers and retailers should focus marketing communication efforts on low water use cultivar selection and water conserving behavior to convince consumers that plant purchases and landscaping are important. So energy should also be invested in marketing and communication strategies that emphasize cultivar selection for low input, especially related to water conservation and water inputs. This should be used to capitalize on the landscape enjoyment that a lot of people who are active in water conservation enjoy with landscape. As for the disinterested segment, growers, wholesalers, and retailers should focus on educating the potential consumers about which plants to buy and why they should buy. So thank you for your time. Are there any questions? Yes. So we did at one point in a different section of the survey, we asked about specific cultivars. But initially, we just asked, in the past year, have you at any point purchased annuals, perennials, so on and so forth in each of the categories? Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So I think that concludes. Okay.